But first, let's talk about this week's Lost to Literature. Marie Sendak, the creator of fantastic, strange, and deep children's books like Where the Wild Things Are, died at age 83. One of Sendak's literary descendants and a three-time Caldecott Honors winner is Mo Willems. He's the author and illustrator of about a zillion well-loved children's books and is on the line with me now. Mo, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you were born not long after Marie Sendak published Where the Wild Things Are. Do you remember your first encounter with one of his books?
Well, certainly it was Where the Wild Things Are. You know, I grew up as an immigrant, and we had very few English language books. But Where the Wild Things Are was definitely one of them. And I think I pored over it as much when I was 7 or 4 or 5 as I did when I was 27 or 24 or 25.
So you weren't one of these adults who encountered it as a parent. You had the full kid experience.
Well, actually, no. I actually, as trying to write a book, you know, when I realized that I was going to get this, my first book, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, I decided, because I didn't really know what I was doing, I needed to steal some material. So the best place to go was Where the Wild Things Are, to find inspiration into, particularly in terms of design and craft. One of the great things about Where the Wild Things Are is the pictures very subtly get larger as the fantasy increases, to the point that the words get pushed out. And then reality is kind of grim, and so it's mostly white pages with small drawings. And I thought that that was so great. She used the background as an emotional template to sort of clue the audience into what was going on.
And as a 5-year-old, did the grimness of that Sendak universe freak you out?
No. I even as a child, I was well aware that childhood sucked. The furniture is not made to your scale. If you're doing something you want to do and somebody doesn't want you to do it, they can literally physically lift you up and fly you into another room. You have to ask permission to go to the bathroom. I mean, it's a terrible time. And I think I felt sort of a kinship both with Max from Where the Wild Things Are and Charlie Brown. You know, I don't think I saw it so much as grim as liberating, because I wanted to be able to, just with the power of my mind, be somewhere else and live in a different situation. So to me, it was an empowering book.
Where the Wild Things Are is the famous landmark book. Deservedly. Is there another Sendak book that you think deserves more attention than it's gotten?
Well, I certainly, When Little Laurie Visited Times Square is my favorite. He didn't write it. It's my favorite book that he illustrated. That is the best possible book for learning the page turn. That magic when you turn the page, what is going to happen next and how it slows time down and speeds it up. And his draftsmanship, I mean, I think we forget, you talk a lot about his ideas and how grim he was. He was called Morose Sendak by most of his friends.
Yeah.
You forget what an incredible draftsman he was.
And in that book, Laurie goes to Times Square and, as I recall, kind of gets lost?
He gets lost and he meets a turtle. He finally has all these little adventures. He finally meets a turtle and asks for advice. And the turtle speaks one word per page for about 10 or 20 pages. It's just, it totally changes the pace of the book. It changes what's going on. It's fabulous. And it has this odd, non-ending, grim ending where just, the story just stops.
In addition to being morose, one form of his grouchiness was sort of declining to be identified as a children's author. But does his influence show up in picture books that are made today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you have to remember, he's from a generation where picture books were considered trash. And so he really had to jump up with a bunch of other guys and say, no, it's art, it's art, it's art. We don't have that problem anymore. I don't need to worry about whether somebody considers my work art or not, because we know it's art.
Like you, Marie Sendak was an immigrant kid, or the child of immigrants, and his relatives, when he was young, were killed in the Holocaust. He was ill as a child. He kept his gay sexual preference a secret for many, many, many years. Does all of that package of youthful pain come out in his stories, do you think?
I think so. I think that he, more obviously, as his career progressed, really started, you know, using these books as a way to ask himself questions and to sort of relive these things. It's difficult to write a children's book because you have to open up your heart so fully that all of your warts and your failings are there. And sometimes it can be a frightening thing.
Books of his like Mickey in the Night Kitchen are really scary. In that one, a child is put into an oven. Do you think he ever went too far in any of his work?
One of the signs of anybody who's got a great body of work is you're not going to love all of their work because they're really experimenting and they're doing all sorts of crazy stuff. I personally prefer Where the Wild Things Are is the pinnacle, and the work before I really enjoy because I am more into humor and into laughing, and I think he made some really, really funny stuff. The work that comes after, it's not trying to be funny. And I think that may be the disconnect for some people is they just expected everybody is going to be funny all the time. And he was done with that.
In this age of super overprotective parenting that was not the case so much in the early 60s, do his books have a different impact than when you read them as a kid, say?
That's a very good question. And I think that however life changes for children, how childhood is defined over generations, there's still an inner life. Everything that you do as a child is for the first time. So when you fail, even by walking and tripping, that's your first failure, and it's massive. And to understand implicitly how big these things are, how terrible these things are in the moment, because you don't have context. You can't say, well, 20 years from now, it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll laugh about this when I'm an adult. Do your own children read Maurice Sendak books?
My daughter certainly did read Maurice Sendak when she was younger, but I'm sure tonight she and I will sit down and we'll crack open a couple volumes.
Mo Willems, thanks so much.
A real pleasure.
Mo Willems is the writer and illustrator of the Pigeon series, the Knuffle Bunny trilogy, and many other books for children. Tell us how you'll remember Maurice Sendak and his books at studio360.org.